What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live every Wednesday from 2 to 4, right here at Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North. But now, we're going to go back. We're not going to go back.
We're going to talk to the guys until
we
get...
We're still here with the Just King Promotion guys.
What's up?
Eduardo's on the line
now. ¿Qué te pasa?
Welcome to the show. I was honored to be your first MC and announcer.
Yeah, I was nervous on coming, to be honest with you, because I took your job. You know, before I was nervous because me and Randy been hitting it off over here. We've been talking a little bit. He wants to talk to me later, so I'll give you my
phone. Well, Pat's about to take my other job, and he's about to be the co-host of Knockout Radio. So you guys keep it up.
Well, I did hire my grandfather, who passed away last year, and he still would be better.
Well, he brings more content.
Definitely.
Yeah. And he does more research.
Ain't that the truth? Why don't you get in one of these jiu-jitsu tournaments?
I don't want to win.
Yeah.
Please. I don't really.
We'll put him up against who? Gordon? Gordon Ryan?
Sounds good.
Craig Jones?
Gordon Ryan?
Definitely, man. We need a good competition.
Give me Adam Richman. Give me a food guy.
That's true.
I think if you really want.
I don't think you'd be Anthony Bourdain, man.
I was going to say, I think we should go hit a middle school or even an elementary school and get a fourth grader.
We can.
You know, a fourth grade white belt.
I'm a pretty tough guy. I'm a pizza guy. We don't have a referee. True. We don't have anyone to stop the action.
Yeah.
So, you're the champion pizza guy.
Well, I started my pizzeria in Denver. And so speaking of Colorado, let's go back out to Colorado, where we have the two-time Super Fight champion John Combs on the line, who is also participating in the Just Kings promotion.
Yes, sir.
This weekend.
John Combs,
welcome to the program. John, are you there?
Hey, thanks very much for having me, man. How you guys doing?
We're great, man. We're great. Welcome to the program. We know you come in with a target on your back. You have a huge name and a lot of success in the jiu-jitsu tournaments. So how are you feeling about your competition this Saturday?
Oh, I'm feeling real excited, man. I mean, I don't think anybody in our whole sport's competed, you know, since late February. Maybe a few people compete early March. So it's been, you know, 2 or 3 months. So going to go see how everybody's been spending their time. We've all had, you know, 10 weeks of downtime. And, you know, I'm curious to see how we've all been spending it. And, you know, it's just going to be an exciting time. I'm sure we're all going to really bring, you know, 110%, you know, a lot of, I don't want to use the word frustration, but maybe some negative emotions have been built up over the 10 weeks that we're all going to get to see. So I'm just really excited, man, and ready to have some fun fights.
Now, as you're game planning for this fight, training at an altitude, do you feel like you have a better advantage? You have a big advantage over the people who are at sea level here in Largo, Florida?
I mean, you know, and especially in no-gi jiu-jitsu when everybody's, you know, very much on the same level, you know, and this bracket, like I was trying to think of people that could get past the semis and into the finals. And I mean, on every side of the bracket, there are at least six people. I mean, it's just amazing. So if you can get any small difference that will actually affect your performance, even small changes when everybody's so close skill-wise, that can pay off big dividends. So, you know, it's not the main centerpiece of my game plan for this competition, but you know, always training up at altitude can give you a small benefit that may lead to a bigger benefit in your matches. So, absolutely.
John, let me ask you this. Matt mentioned about a bullseye, you know, on your back. Are you the type of athlete that likes that kind of, you know, gets you even more excited that everybody is coming gunning for you?
I mean, I would say on this that I'm probably not, you know, the guy with the biggest bullseye on his back. You know, there are probably other folks, you know, the people looking at the young guns, looking at Rao, they're looking at Taza. You know, I mean, you guys may say it feels like I got a mark on my back. I feel pretty unencumbered. I'm coming into this to have some fun. I mean, if there is pressure on me, I'm not too aware of it, to be honest. You know, I'm just feeling confident, ready to go. And, you know, like I said, I think there are like 10 people in this 16-man bracket that could win it. So I think all of us are getting ready and gearing up and going. But does that ever motivate me? Yeah, a little bit. But I always try to, you know, stay as internally motivated as possible. So, you know, you keep moving forward even when things aren't going great.
How about the transportation angle of it? You know, you need to come in from another state. What do you have to do to prepare? Is there a special way to fly, the mask, all that kind of stuff? Is that going to be an issue to get to Florida?
So it will, of course, it'll be an issue right now. Everybody needs to be taking care of their PPE, and I will be aiming to social distance as best as I can during the trip. And then, you know, take care to try and not expose myself anywhere, just because, you know, there's a group of people here in Colorado I'd like to continue to interact with. And, you know, I want to make sure that I feel as safe as possible throughout the trip. So the airport, getting to from the airport is probably the greatest chance of exposure. So I want to make sure that I'm behaving in a way that these almost no chance at all to getting exposed. And that's mainly going to be, you know, I may or may not wear gloves, but I'm going to aim to touch nothing, even though they do that type of transmission would be called fomite transmission. That's when you touch a surface that has the virus on it and you touch your face. Apparently, I've heard things where it's not a big deal. I'm going to imagine like it is. And then, sure. You know, obviously you need to be wearing some type of face covering. So I actually have a N95 mask that I got from a place I was working at. I'm going to bring that. And then if I lose that or something happens to that, I'm also going to bring something interesting. If you wear a nylon sock and then a cloth face mask over it, you actually block about 90% of particulate matter compared to an N95 respirator, which blocks 95%. So, you know, I mean, you could go ask any kid on the street, still an A, right? So I'll make sure they have, you know, like, it's called a gator, and then I'll have a face mask in case, you know, I manage to lose the N95. So I'll take those precautions, and, you know, I won't touch anything. You know, when I get to my seat, I'll have a Clorox wipe with me. I'll wipe everything down. And, you know, as long as I take those precautions, I'll feel very confident going from Denver to Florida, picking up my rental car, getting to my Airbnb, relaxing, getting ready to go. I'm even going to cook up some meals here and freeze them so that I can bring them with me from Denver to Florida. So I'm going to make sure that I have everything prepared to be as stress-free during the travel so that I can show up to the competition as ready to go as possible. So I'm excited for the challenge of the trip, and I feel that I've prepared for it well.
So John, maybe you can help me answer a debate that I've had with Randy over the years.
Before you even say what it is, and I have no idea, I'm right and you're wrong. So
that's always because you're the boss. And I want to keep my job. But I met Enrique and Pat and Eduardo through Fabio Navaez BJJ locally here in Valrico, Florida, Lakeland, Florida as well. And I've never trained at another jiu-jitsu school. I mean, I don't know if it's a loyalty thing. I never have. And I know Randy thinks like, hey, sometimes you have to leave to go to a better school to get a better skill set.
First of all, hold on a second. I never said a better school.
Or a different school to get a different skill set. So how do you know when the time is right for you to, like, venture out and to test your skills on the open market, to learn, to get better, to get to that top tier where you're at now?
Well, man, John doesn't good things anyway, so.
Oh. I mean, maybe. Oh, man, I didn't hear that one, Eddie. You want to repeat that, brother?
I'm the former announcer known as Eduardo. At what point do you make that decision as an athlete?
Dude, it's got to be the toughest decision. You know, it's certainly, you know, as we've talked about, you know, I've been doing some traveling recently, and I made this very decision you're talking about. And, you know, it's a shame because athletes need, you know, in my opinion, need two different categories of training. You know, you need a solid group of people around you, a support system that you're consistently training with and that can help you move along and solve the problems you're going against. But then you also need to be training with other people and experiencing different problems to solve from a variety of other training partners. So I would think you should have a group of individuals that you regularly train with and then venture out and train with, you know, a few other people. And that's something that I've noticed over the past 3 or 4 years, you know, since I've been black belt competing, that I felt as time has gone by, people are much more open to cross training, at least, you know, here in Colorado. I've heard in Florida from the people I was training with in the Tampa Bay area, people are much more open to cross training now. And I think that you should try and operate on some blend of those two and try not to make it so much to a point where it's got to be an X or a Y decision. You know, try to maintain your small group of people while going out and exposing yourself to others. And if, you know, you're in a place where, you know, people would prefer that you just stick with your one group, I would have a very honest conversation with them and ask them if that's coming from, an actually good place or something that, you know, you might want to question a little bit. So that is my opinion on that. You should have a small group of people that you train with, and then you should go out and experience, you know, a wide variety of training partners. The more different problems you're solving, the faster you will get better at jiu-jitsu. Also, you do need a support team around you.
I think I'm going to take a page out of your book, John. I'm going to go see if ESPN needs some help. I mean, Stephen A. Smith could go aside. I'll fill in with Ariel, and we'll make it happen. Is that Reggie Payton?
We got Reggie. Let's put John on hold if we can get. Can you be professional for a second?
Do I have to be?
Yes.
I'm testing the water.
I'm going to have John, you know, grapple with you a little bit on Saturday night, and please don't tap. We're going to put John on hold. We're going to get his address. John, we're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on today, and looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Heck yeah, man. Thank you very much for having me. You guys all have a great day, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
Saturday night. It'll be a good time.
Thanks,
Real quick, again, guys, where can people get information? The three or four tickets that probably are remaining, where can they purchase, and where can they watch?
Eventbrite.com is where they can purchase tickets. They can also go to our site, jitzking.com, J-I-T-Z-K-I-N-G.com, or they can purchase tickets at the door if there's still any left.
Okay, and if you guys can hang out for a couple minutes, just in case you know, Reggie gets a little mad at me, because it's going to start off ugly,
no.
And then it's going to get better.
Don't make that guy mad.
For those people that aren't local, it's also available on Flow Grappling, so please tune in, flowgrappling.com.
There you go. Good enough. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, Reggie and I are going to break bread, and we're going to become friends real quickly.
Security.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
No, that's eventually. But anyway, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. So in the house, Reggie Pena. Fighting in a couple weeks.
Yes, excited.
BKFC.
BKFC.
Yeah, move that closer. Don't be scared.
Yeah. BKFC, I'm ready to make my return to the squared circle, as they like to call it. So
I told Reggie, I still think it's a funny story, my initial meeting of Mike Perry in Nashville at Waiting for Wishes, when I invited him out to be a celebrity waiter.
Right.
You know, that's where it's the open bar, the steak and lobster, and the whole nine yards. And Mike has said on the show numerous times that he originally came out to the Hilton to kick my rear.
Right.
Because he thought that I was a setup, that I was setting him up.
Sabotage his nutrition or...
Because he fought in 4 days.
Keep him off weight.
This was a Tuesday. The UFC was in Nashville on Saturday. And to be honest, and I told him that, I said, I don't even know who you're fighting. You know, and I'm the MMA guy. It's not a concern of mine right now. It's this charity event. He walks through the door. I'm talking to Tito. Everything was good. So I tell, you know, invite Reggie. I didn't tell him. I invited him to come out. We started to talk. And I said, we'll do a pizza contest after, like we always do.
Right.
And Reggie got a little upset.
Well, I was like, wait a minute.
I didn't even think about it.
I was like, wait a minute. We're doing pizza? I got a fight here. I got a fight coming up. Are you trying to set me up? Is this, you know, like who put you up to this? So, just fun games. But, yeah.
This is what we like to do. So we know that you guys are some of the most skilled with your hand-eye coordination practitioners on the planet. But we like to have you guys make a pizza because 99.9% of the fighters stumble to stretch the dough, put holes in it.
So do pizza makers.
And they're so like durable and the octagon so strong, but they're so tender with the dough, they don't put a hole in it. And so it's just funny to watch them fumble through the process of different skill set.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to do it. I'm actually, you know, I'm pretty weak as far as temptation goes. If you put a pizza in front of me, I will eat it. That's why I knew this was this. I was like, this is a setup.
Not only is that not true, I have promised Kevin that you will not eat. So we've already talked.
Not eating.
So we're going to have the contest.
There is a pizza diet, though.
Yeah. All right.
There really is.
I'm all about the pizza diet.
So there you go.
Let's go.
So that's what I do.
Now, you need to be careful, because if it doesn't work, you're going to get destroyed by more than just Reggie.
Yes.
Kevin is listening.
Hey, Kevin. What's up, buddy?
So before we talk about your upcoming fight, yes, BKFC, right around the corner, the 26th in Plant City, I'm sticking by Who Needs Fight Island when we have Plant City. Talk to me about, you know, your work with Kevin, you know, the gym. It's just recently opened or opening. Talk about that.
Kevin acquired a new building there, and just, you know, he's in it, putting a lot of time into it. It's going to look great. You know, we have a lot of support, and I've signed on to just, you know, I'll be teaching just a little kids class on the Saturday morning. So we're excited.
So eligible for Matt to come up.
Yeah, Matt, okay. You know, bring your pizza dough.
Oh, I'll submit those kids. I will submit all of them.
Bring your pizza dough, and, you know, we'll get it going. So we're excited about that.
How do you train for, and I've talked to you guys on a regular basis since BKFC won out in Wyoming. How different do you train for a bare knuckle fight than you would a kickboxing or an MMA fight?
Well,
past the obvious, no MMA.
Past the obvious, no MMA, just all stand up. But I train traditionally just like a typical boxing match. You know, do a lot of jump rope, a lot of, you know, swimming, just traditional boxing things, but I wear my gloves less unless I'm sparring. So I would typically just keep my hand wraps on if I'm hitting the bag or if I'm hitting the mitts. I like to do a lot with just my wraps, stuff like that. And as far as like push-ups and stuff, I like to do the push-ups on my knuckles just to strengthen my wrists and my forearms and that, you know, my knuckles. But besides that, it's pretty very similar.
The second stupidest question I can ask you. The first one, I know you guys get asked all the time, so I know it's bare knuckle, but tell me about the gloves. So we're not going to talk about that because it's bare knuckle. But try to explain, not only the audience, but to me as well, the difference of the punch. What do you feel different from a boxing glove to an MMA glove to no glove?
Well, it's a big difference with the bare knuckle. I mean, you know, a lot of us have been in street fights, but it doesn't even compare, because when you're standing across that ring with another man who's as skillful as you are in directing, you know, that power transfer in his body and delivering his blows, it's intense. You know, there's really no way to really prepare for it. You just kind of have to feel it. It takes me a minute. That's why in my last fight, my first bare knuckle fight, that first round kind of took me off guard because it was my first time actually feeling, you know, feeling that blow. So it took me a minute to gather myself, my composure, and then, you know, the rest of the way I felt, you know, felt good. But it's very different.
How do you spar for a bare knuckle fight?
With gloves.
I was going to say, it's like, it doesn't really even make sense. Now, you're pulling punches. I've been told when you're in a bare knuckle fight, you're pulling punches where you wouldn't in a street fight. But how difficult is that to mentally think about that?
Yeah.
I can't throw 100% because of obvious.
At this game, you know, if you're a trained fighter and if you're making it to the bare knuckle fighting championships, then you kind of have that discipline where you know how to protect yourself. So, I mean, I'm not going to throw at someone's head, you know, at 100% and end up breaking my hands. So you learn kind of where your gauge is, you know. So, yeah, I can't speak for everyone else, but for me, you know, I like to set up, just find my range with my jab, and then I kind of, you know, I can go hard to the body, you know, hard to the chest, you know, but just when I'm getting to that head range, I kind of, you know, I just want to kind of keep them at bay a little bit. So,
all right. So talk to the people that are listening that have never been in a fight.
Yes.
You know, or somebody like, I've been in one fight in my life. I got hit one time, got knocked out. I still don't know what happened. I talked to somebody's girlfriend in high school. I mean, that's all I remember.
Yeah.
What do you feel? You know, the adrenaline, everything is going through, you're all, you know, jacked up on adrenaline.
Yeah.
Do you feel everything? And does some feel different or some hurt more?
For me, that's what I can't speak for everyone, but for me, I think that's where the biggest difference comes in besides the MMA boxing and the BKFC is because when I'm in MMA or boxing and I get hit with the blows, I'm not really feeling those blows. I mean, I know I'm getting hit, but unless I get hit with a good body shot or he caught me really good, like for the most part, like the jabs and like just the little setup punches, I don't really feel that. I can walk through that and be just fine. But with a bare knuckle, when there's no protection in that glove, like I said, you have a trained professional athlete across the ring from you, you feel that blow. It kind of gives you take a minute and you feel every one of those punches.
All right. So the contest that we're going to have at 4:01, your competition just walked in the door.
He did.
Let's get it.
All right. So I don't want to say let's talk trash because we're going to wait, you know, until Jared comes on, which will be in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But tell me what we can expect. You're not going to taste this pizza.
Okay.
You can't eat it.
But I thought we were doing the pizza diet.
Well, I mean, I'm doing the pizza diet.
He does have a pizza diet.
I do.
Already.
I do.
But I would strongly suggest in the pizza challenge that's going to be judged by some people here, you don't want to go with the pizza diet pizza because I'm pretty sure that won't win.
It won't win. Okay.
Am I right?
Thanks for the tip. I already got a good coach.
I mean, I became a pro bodybuilder eating it. So
no, I understand
winners eat it.
That's not what I'm saying. But if Reggie makes the cauliflower crust and all that stuff that makes this for the pizza diet, and I'm one of the judges, I'm already going to be going the other pizza.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't make Randy anything healthy.
I'm putting bacon. I mean, you know, just the greasy heavyweight stuff, you know? So.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
So that tends to win competitions, Jared.
You know, I'm a winner. I'm a winner.
There you go.
Jared, are you ready? Are you ready to go down?
Who's going to get their hand raised today?
See, we had a competition last night. We both got black eyes, in case you didn't notice, you know. So
sparring each other?
So today, yeah, of course, each other. So today, you know, I'm going to win the pizza challenge.
All right,
I hope you're ready.
I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to ask Jared when he comes on, or remember, because I'll forget. So just, you know, tell me your answer. So here you guys sparred. You threw some punches.
Yes.
I had a fight with my older brother. I believe I was 19 or 20. I won't tell you how old I am now, but I have disliked him since that day. I can't let it go.
Yeah.
How do you guys let it go?
Oh, man. It's just, we're professionals, man. We beat each other up on the regular. So we've been doing this for years now. So it's just another day.
So that's the key because I'm not a professional. That's okay.
You're an amateur.
All right. So I'm okay with that. I can go with that. All right. Let's go hit this break. Then we'll bring both guys together. They can talk a little trash. We can see who has the better black eye.
Yes.
And we'll have some fun. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
I got a fever of 103. Come on,
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is Knockout Radio. We come to you live with BKFC Fighters in-house.
Do we call Jorge Masvidal former UFC fighter or... still a UFC fighter who doesn't want to fight, or
because he retired because he wants more money?
Well, he hasn't retired.
He wants more money.
He just wants more money,
just like I do for anchoring this show.
Jorge Masvidal has a better he has a better chance of getting paid $10 million for his next fight than you getting a pay raise.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is the BMF of the world.
Yeah. Yes,
he's
he
a
is.
Title holder.
All right. So Jared and Reggie are now hanging out here, both fighting on the 26th. Do you guys? Because I was talking to Kevin last night, and do you guys know who you're fighting, or you're just willing to fight, and it doesn't matter who? Or
yeah, they're throwing around a couple of opponents, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I did just get word recently who I'm fighting, so mine's signed and ready to go.
But you don't even care.
I don't, because when they offer me different guys. It wasn't a matter of who they were. They're just like, will you fight such and such? And I'll say yes before they finish naming the person, just because I've been wanting to fight. You know, it's not their fault that these fights have gotten pushed back so many times because of the whole COVID thing. But I think a lot of us are just waiting around, like, you know, biting at the bit, ready to get going. So just the fact to be on the card, and get fighting again, it didn't matter who the opponent was.
Yeah, absolutely. Same. I have no idea who I'm fighting, but I'm just excited to, get back and just be out there and put on a good show. So,
all right. So as you guys know, I've covered combat sports since before you both were probably born. And what always interests me are some of the nicest, calmest, coolest, collected, athletes. But then it comes ding, ding time, and it's totally different. Then I've seen guys that, you guys are sitting here calm, but if you're fighting the right person, you're not going to be calm. You're a little ticked, and there's a little trash, and which do you guys prefer?
I know it's different for Reggie, but I haven't had a guy that's been disrespectful towards me. So far in my career, I've never had a guy where I hated for any reason. I always want to go out and win. I always want to go out and dominate. But I've never just been like, man, I really want to kill this guy because he said such and such. That hasn't happened to me. I've seen on the flip side for Reggie.
Yeah. I think we all know. I'm not going to make him, give him any kind of face.
No names.
Put his name out there. But, yeah, there's one guy that wow, can't wait to get my hands back on. But
how does that change for you?
It definitely is better without all that just because it's – I can focus more. I'm more relaxed. So without all that extra stuff, I'd rather just go in there and just have a good time and enjoy the fight and just enjoy the competition. And I enjoy to perform and put on a great show. And it's a lot easier for me without all that as a distraction. Cause that was the first time that it's happened that, all my previous bouts, I've never had anyone get under my skin like that. So, it was different and, I prefer just to not have that as a distraction.
I would think as a fat, old, non-athlete that all that trash would be good because it is a distraction.
Yes.
Now, again, I haven't been in those fights. I don't know what it's like 4 days before a fight. I would be having to change underwear on a regular basis. So if I'm thinking about other things on how much I hate the guy, I might not be thinking about the fight. So I'm thinking of it a different way that it might be good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think some of these guys, who do the initial trash talking, like they need it for whatever reason to get their mind right. But for me, honestly, it wouldn't make a difference. Like, make me mad, don't make me mad, be disrespectful, be polite. When it comes go time, that all goes out the window. I'm not going to change anything I'm going to do. I'm still just going to go as hard as I'm going to go. I'm not going to hold back. It has nothing to do with that. So if it makes them happy, that's cool, but I don't care myself.
As a fan / media / fan / media, I dislike it when it's all fake.
Yes.
Agreed. I hate when, if you dislike each other, dislike each other. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with disliking somebody. And Tito is one of my closest friends. But, Tito has said on numerous times, I do it to sell the pay-per-views.
Yes.
Right.
I don't like that as much. Dislike them.
Yes.
And that's cool. And so I want you to dislike them just as much after the ding, ding, ding as before.
Yes. And that. I don't like that as well because, again, we were talking about how some people need that, and I felt like my last opponent needed that and just try to create a show. And then, whenever he saw me, he confronted me, he tried to shake my hand, be cool. I'm like, nah, it don't work that way. So, yeah, I relate to that.
And it also, with the whole being fake thing, personally, it annoys me when people do it before it's their prime. In a sense, like, everybody knows McGregor's probably the best guy at selling himself and talking crap before a fight, but he is a big known person. Now, while we're getting on a big show here, something that's booming, in my mind, we're still small potatoes. You know what I mean? Like, don't come out and act like you're on top of the world. And you're still, kind of an undercard guy. You got to work your way up before you start talking real crap.
You haven't proven anything in the sport, so yeah.
And then to be real honest, you can't talk like that and then not go out and win and perform and all that.
Right.
It still sticks in my head. Tom Lawler, one of my buddies, came out to Hulk Hogan, Real American, in Toronto and lost.
Yeah.
You can't. can't do that.
That guy had the best weigh-ins.
Yes. I remember, I think it was the RFC when he came out to Who Let the Dogs Out with Seth. and they came out on all fours. And they kind of walked to the thing as... Who let the dogs out?
So, Jared, you're a first responder. You're a real life hero. Your job is to protect people and to fix them when they're injured. Like, how do you turn that switch on inside the squared circle to just want to hurt people?
And not pick up your opponent and help them.
Or not help them in between rounds.
It's a beautiful break. We all we spend our lives having to be civil on a day-to-day basis. And that's one time you're allowed to just be uncivil and just do your thing. Now, legitimately afterwards, like if I knock somebody out or they get hurt during the fight, afterwards, I do wish them the best. I do want them to get better and all that stuff. I don't, you know, I don't laugh.
Would you ever run over and help them? Would you bandage the wounds up?
You know, a lot of my buddies from back in the day know this story, but when I was an amateur kickboxer and I was fighting for a title and fighting another champion, we both already had titles. So it was a big fight. I knew the guy was good, you know, respect him and all that. Went after real hard. I hit this guy with a jump spinning back kick in the heart. And he collapsed. Now I'm celebrating, my hands up, thinking that I just knocked the wind out of him. He's done. I turn back around. This guy's pale, not moving. And then I had a oh crap moment. And back then I wasn't a medic or a firefighter or anything. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I actually had stopped his heart, and the dude died for like 2 minutes.
Oh my
Thankfully,
God.
There were ringside medics like they always have, and they were able to get him back. But yeah, that was a moment where like I did not think I was cool or anything like that. I was just like, I felt bad for the guy afterwards. Thank God, you know, everything worked out.
Wow.
But that was an oh crap moment for me. I didn't know exactly how to react.
It's not often that I'm speechless.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm used to jumping in when he doesn't talk. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't even, you know, like I hate
Jared killed the guy.
Legitimately for 2 minutes.
You're a bad dude.
Yeah. Thankfully, that's a rarity, even in fight sports, being inherently dangerous.
Yeah. You're so bad. It's, you know, we're Chuck Norris. That's a Chuck Norris. You killed somebody and brought him back just by thinking, oh my gosh, look what just happened. That's crazy. I don't even know how to respond.
I was just saying, but thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We know what you guys are going through with the protests and everything else, and how you keep your mind straight for an upcoming fight. Kudos to you guys for.
No, I mean, the upside is even if there is a lot of stuff going on in the media, I would say the higher percentage of people I know personally are all, you know, good people that are on your side. They want to see, you know, the first responders do well and all that stuff. They don't actually want harm to come to anybody. So I don't go to work scared, worried about it. You know, if something happens, something happens. But I think most people that I come across are good people. And, you know, just everybody at the station's cool, having each other's back. So we don't sweat it or anything.
Now Reggie, will you share a friend of Coach Gary?
Okay.
So from Lights Out Boxing and all over. So, you know, after your last fight, you had a war.
Yes.
First round, a war. How long did it take you to recover from that? Like, how long before you actually felt like you again?
About a month, because I had I don't know if you guys seen, I had like an alien growing out of the side of my head. So, yeah, it was a huge hematoma. I could have used a paramedic and Jared here, but I guess we ain't that cool.
So, I was busy getting a drink after my fight, sorry.
His hand was being held up. He didn't have to go to you.
I mean, you know, it was fine. It's mainly just, I was fine. I just looked ugly as hell. So, it just took me about a month for all that to subside, and I can, you know, get back without being worried that it was going to pop on me in practice or something. So,
with what you experienced in the injury side, like what you're going through in the recovery, like, did you watch the Amanda Nunes fight on Saturday night? Did you see, should they have stopped that fight? Should Felicia's corner stepped in and stopped that, in your opinion?
I did not see that fight. But going back to closer to when my fight was, I do remember watching the Wiley, what is her name? The Zhang Wiley, against Joanna. Yeah, that, she had a hematoma like I did, but hers was, you know,
nasty.
Probably like 10 times the size. And I remember just watching that fight, frustrated to all hell that fight was not stopped and mine was. So, so I enjoyed watching that fight, but I did not watch the Amanda Nunes fight. No.
One of the things that interests me, bothers me, you know, I can't figure out the correct answer. And we've had athletes on here on a regular basis, and, you know, my corner better never stop a fight and this, that, the other. They were saying in that particular fight with Joanna that on Saturday, that it was a fight that the opponent couldn't win. And I think there's a big difference between, you know, being injured, you know, something coming out of the side of your head, and a fight that you're being dominated. I don't think you should stop a fight just because you're being dominated.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You all are athletes, and that's part of the game.
Yes.
I did see the Nunes fight this past weekend. And, she was at a point, you know, they're going into round five. She clearly beat her the first four rounds bad. But that girl was tough. I don't think she had any, you know, life-threatening injuries or anything. So even though the commentators were like, yeah, they should probably throw in the towel. It's true from a sense of, yeah, keep him from taking any more damage. But there, for that athlete, that gives her something to hold on to. Like, you know what? I may have lost, but I went all five rounds with the best in the world. You know what I mean? I didn't quit. And I'm glad they let her finish it. So
I know it's an awful comparison. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back to when Chael and Anderson Silva fought. Anderson Silva lost four rounds and 4 minutes and 30 seconds of round five.
Yes.
And if you would have, he got dominated, right? I mean, he didn't get beat up and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of the same thing. He got dominated, fought till the end, and of course, look what happened. So,
To my point, that's exactly what I was going to touch on. Just the fact that in MMA in particular, it doesn't take much. I mean, you can be dominated, but, you know, people have gotten lucky. You know, we've seen Matt Serra and GSP. I mean, it just takes, you know, one blow to knock them out or
out submission. One second left.
With the elbow.
Well, so anything can happen. So there's time on the clock.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a quick story about Matt Serra and GSP.
Yeah.
Oh. So the fight happened. I won't mention names.
It's story time with Uncle Randy.
This is story time with Uncle Randy. So I'm staying in the hotel. In the UFC hotel in Houston, and I'm walking through the hallway with a particular fighter, and I basically said, this is going to be an easy fight. And the fighter goes, what are you talking about? And we started to talk, and he told me some things, how fighters can overlook fighters. And fighters, he basically said that GSP didn't train for this fight.
Wow.
And that how concerned he was. And so you never even know when you look at different names and, this is the greatest fighter of all time. I was told by a very reliable source that GSP did not train like normal for this particular fight, and look what happened.
Yeah,
I can see it. I see it all the time.
No. Yeah, I've
GSP didn't see it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've thankfully never, I've never overlooked a fighter. You know what I mean? Whether I know who they are or not, I just know anything can happen anytime. And even I would say Bernalco takes it up a step. You know what I mean? Like. You can finish somebody really quick in that sport.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're on paper, like you look like you're better than they are.
I feel it's a very dangerous. Anyone, it only takes one. And with those bare knuckles, just the wrong shot, you know, it's kind of, it's a toss up.
Well, speaking of paper, the first hour we had Alon Cruz here. We were discussing about Chase Hooper, how people
were
sending messages.
Did you see those tweets?
I did not.
It really bothered me, and Chase has been on the show a couple times, but you know, it's not like I know him. It's just be human. But God, tell the story. But this really pissed me off.
So fans are mad that they lost money because he was supposed to win and beat Alex Caceres on Saturday night. He didn't, so they want their money back. They're wanting to repay them for their lost wages.
Wow.
So have you guys ever encountered a situation like that, or a fan reached out to the image you like after a loss? Hey, I lost money betting on you, or pay me back.
Thankfully, no, I have not. I don't think I.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's called gambling for a reason.
Yeah,
because I was going to put money on you guys. I just want to make sure if I get it back. Some kind of guarantee.
Yeah,
I want to think how I can say what I want to say that would be funny, and these two guys not kill me for saying it. But I would like that to happen. I want you to. How about this? That way, you guys don't get mad at me. I want you to bet on their opponent. Okay.
Ooh.
To win. And then when these guys win, then I want you to tell them that you bet on them.
Listen, I know they're tough guys. I know they're warriors. I know they're heroes, but I'm a pizza man. Okay. I got knives. I got people coming in on all kinds of stuff. Like
even
bills.
The pizza itself, you just sear somebody's face off.
I got a pizza cutter. I got knives. I'm safe. I got no referee stopping this action.
True story. I'm at Mandalay Bay. I'm with a couple of athletes, and I don't gamble because gamble's gambling. I would rather go to the buffet than throw money away. So I'm with a former Major League Baseball player, and he's betting on all these fights. Tim Sylvia was fighting Andre Arlovsky, and he's throwing all sorts of stupid money down, this friend of mine. So I fell under peer pressure that I normally don't fall under peer pressure, and I bet like a whopping $20 or $30. I didn't know that you should always check your ticket before you leave the window. I didn't know that. I just figured these are the numbers. So they screwed up, and they had me betting on Andre Arlovsky to beat Tim Sylvia. Now, Tim's my buddy, and Tim lost, and the ticket won, and I threw the ticket away. because I'm like, I'm not going to cash
a
ticket.
Friend.
Right, right.
Wow.
I told Tim Sylvia, by the way, he's out of surgery. Everything is good so far.
Nice.
We'll talk about that in a second. Tim goes, give me the ticket. I'll cash it.
That's what I was saying. You should have cashed it. Split it with him.
You got to pay for the surgery.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying to be the friend, and I threw it away. And he's like, no, give it to me. I'll cash it. Crazy stuff.
Buy him a couple beers with it.
All right, let's go hit our final break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live. Final 8 minutes or so from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. So we have Dave Feltman on a regular basis. Obviously, he's so swamped trying to get this thing pulled off. It's about 2 weeks away. And I've asked Dave on numerous times, how do you make the decision? You know, there's going to be 10 fights. There's going to be 12 fights. You have 87 people. How do you guys, and you're on the card. I understand that. But how do you go to Dave and say, yes, I want to be on this. Yes, you can trust me. Yes, I'm coming to fight. Yes, whatever I need to do, put me on the card.
Well, for me, I mean, I feel like they kind of know what I'm about. I've been doing fighting professionally since 2005, and they know my track record. So, I was fortunate enough to get a call and be asked to fight on this next card. And, you know, I said, absolutely. I'm itching to get out of this quarantine, corona, no training stuff. So, yeah, here I am.
For me, I'm lucky enough to have a middleman. We both train out of Gracie Clearwater.
Well, I was going to say Reggie is a middleman too.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably has a couple. But my head coach, Jeff Bailey, he is the middleman. He negotiates everything. He's like, hey, Jared will fight. You know, you pick opponent. And if we beat him, can we get this next? And, he's shown that we're not just here just trying to get a fight and call it a day. Like, we would like to progress in this organization and stuff. Luckily, he kind of takes care of it for me.
I talk to Dave all the time, and he kind of backtracks a little bit on what he did the one time, and he jumped up on the cage and blah, 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 which I loved. And I'm going to say that to you. I'll say it to anybody else and who he was talking about, who I don't even remember. Talk about the passion that he has. and what that helps you and drives you guys to be the best BKFC fighter when the president is pushing and passionate and loves this thing as much as you guys do.
Of course, he's very passionate about the sport, and he doesn't want two guys out there just dancing around. Like he's building this empire, and he wants to put on good fights for the fans. You know, he wants it to be entertaining and engaging. So it feels good for me because that's, you know, when I fight, that I have that same mentality. You know, I want to put on a show for the fans, and I want to go out there and win the crowd and be engaging. So it's kind of great to know that, you know, it comes from the top down, that, you know, he's kind of pushing his fighters in that direction.
Yeah, as much I watched his the bit they did on him with ESPN and all that, and as much his endurance he had to have for this thing to get it going. I mean, he got shot down for years and years and got told a lot of, hey, it ain't never going to happen. And the guy kept pushing, kept driving, and here it is. And, you know, he was right. And it's awesome. And I honestly, like, I got into wanting to do this kind of fighting due from friends who saw a fight card that came to town before I was even into it. And they're like, dude, they're like, we didn't even know we were going to watch. We didn't, we thought, you know, it was going to be some kind of MMA or this and that. And we got there and saw what it was, and he goes, it was awesome. He goes, it was the most entertaining thing I've ever seen in person. And it kind of got me fired up, because I did MMA, but I'm from a striking background, and I honestly, like, didn't enjoy MMA that much, because I'm probably the one percenter who's not into Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean it's awesome, it works, it's legit, but I get, you know, I do this sport because it's fun.
Sure.
I have fun striking. I don't have fun grappling. So therefore I didn't have as much fun in MMA, but when this came around, I'm like, I'm excited again. And it got me fired up. So
definitely built for you. Yeah. Reggie, you mentioned about winning the crowd over. How difficult is that going to be on the 26th?
I mean, hopefully we have big eyeballs watching at home. You know, it is going to be a little different not having the crowd there, because I personally feed off the crowd. I love to perform, and but I don't think it'll be too bad once, you know, once I feel the fist in my head. I think the little bull inside of me will be charging forward. So I'm confident I'm going to put on a great show.
I wonder if Dave is working behind the scenes on something. And again, I know nothing, yeah, but if the jiu-jitsu guys can have their event on Saturday with 50% crowd,
yeah,
why can't there be a crowd in Plant City? Or 50% of a crowd in Plant City?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question.
Just, I might have to make some phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, probably, you know, we're getting on short term here on how long he has to find the right venue. But I would say, though, if there was a guy and a team that could pull off something last minute and get a venue where he could host some people, he'll get it done.
Who needs Fight Island when we have Plant City? That's my tagline. I really do like that tagline. Yeah. I need to know your opinion on Chicago Fire. Now, there's a lot of fire shows.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandfather was a policeman, and he used to hate blah, 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 blah. But my wife is a nurse, and she likes medical shows. Where do you stand on that?
I did used to watch it for a while. As far as all the shows have to have a degree of fakeness and drama to them, but it was kind of actually, like, entertaining at least. And I remember when it first came out, a friend was asking, like, do you guys have a squad at your department? And I didn't know what she meant, because on that show, it's called
right,
a squad.
Right.
At our place.
And truck.
Right. With my department, it's called a heavy rescue. And I actually am on the heavy rescue. And once I found it, I was like, oh, yeah, we have a squad. You know what I mean? But it has some drama, but it is fun.
What about my five-year-old wants to know, what about the Dalmatians? Like, anybody still have any real Dalmatians I can go take her on a tour of?
That's one of two most disappointing things I have to tell people. I was like, there's no dogs.
No fire
and there's pole. Almost no fire poles anymore. It's become a thing of the past, unfortunately. The
fantasy is busted. My five-year-old's devastated.
Yeah.
Now, when we dropped off pizzas for Adam Hayward, they were all out there doing their PT stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How much PT do you guys do? And of those six or seven ridiculous things that they were doing, what is your favorite and what's your least favorite?
So a lot of times when I'm at work, if I can get one in, I'm training by myself most of the time. I'm doing sprints, I'm doing jump rope, you know, just little like hit cardio in between calls and stuff. But as a group, we try and do stuff that's more like fun based. We'll play hockey in the bay. You know what I mean? We'll break out ping pong. We'll break out dodgeball. Like anything to keep the camaraderie up and kind of keep, you know, us feeling a little more positive.
Do you guys shop for food every day? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir.
So and it's every shift it goes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, at my station, we're a big station. We have four units there. We'll take the unit that typically will get the least amount of calls with the four. They go shopping. They come back, and their job is to cook. But, again, if everybody's there, everybody pitches in. Everybody tries to help out.
Well, if you guys are hiring and need a cook, you know, I'll come play dodgeball and make you guys some pizza.
All right. And we have about 90 seconds left. The 26th, that's right around the corner. We'll get you guys back on next week. We can talk more about the fight. Give me a little insight on what we're about to see, a little pizza competition. Reggie's not eating. I don't know if you are or you're not.
I'm eating.
Okay.
Ooh, I am eating.
No, you're not.
I am
no.
eating.
No.
Who's going to stop me? Kevin. Who's going to stop me?
I want no part of this. Kevin, I said no. One ingredient are you going to use, Reggie, that Jared can't?
Jared can't? I'll take bacon.
Okay. What? I'm almost setting somebody up. What one ingredient can Reggie not use?
Sauce.
Oh,
I should have said cheese.
I know.
Damn.
Oh, no. I want to thank you guys for coming out. We're going to hook you up with some more 8-Man Strong gear. We appreciate it. I can't wait to taste at least your pizza. I don't know if I want to taste a pizza without
Already
sauce.
Lost.
All right. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Twitters.
At Regulator MMA.
Nope, just check out Gracie Clearwater and the boys.
At Fire Station somewhere. See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.